Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of entertainment. The following three articles are from the online website TMZ.com. Our first article, Hulk Hogan, autopsy up to wife, officials say. Hulk Hogan's wife, not his daughter, is the only one who can make the decision on an autopsy for the WWE legend, TM Sports is told. The District 6 medical examiner in Largo, Florida, said on Friday that despite Brooke Hogan's wishes for a probe into her father's body, it'll ultimately be up to Sky Daly's choice. For now, the official said, they have been given no indication Sky is seeking a report. Sky, though, did intimate on Wednesday she could eventually request one when she revealed Hulk has not yet been cremated, as our family is making sure every question about his medical care is answered first. The District 6 medical examiner stated Sky would have to report any suspicions about Hulk's death to cops, and only after an investigation would the ME become involved. Brooke has made it clear this week she'd certainly prefer if Sky went down that route, even offering to personally pay for bills that come with it. But in a statement on her Instagram page Thursday night, she noted she's in good standing with Sky as the decision gets mauled. Hearing what was coming out was shocking to me, Brooke said of her dad's death, given that I've seen multiple near-perfect blood panels on my father, and then all of a sudden everything's different. Anyone would want answers, and she's doing just that. If Sky does ultimately go to authorities and they find no reason for concern, the ME told us the family would then need to arrange a private autopsy. A spokesperson for the Clearwater Police Department has remained steadfast there were no signs of foul play or anything suspicious about the death. Next, Brandon Blackstock, big smile and photo with daughter weeks before death. Brandon Blackstock was fighting a difficult cancer battle before his death, but you could hardly tell a couple weeks ago when he was grinning big in a photo with his daughter. Savannah Blackstock Lee, Brandon's daughter from his first marriage to Melissa Ashworth, shared a photo on Facebook last month, standing alongside her dad with a sprawling wilderness behind them, and Brandon's arm is slung over her shoulder. Blackstock's got his Uggs on, bringing his leg up on a bench Captain Morgan style. Savannah's totally beaming in the pic, and from the outside, it seems like nothing's wrong. She captioned the picture, "Back home to the mountains and my daddy." The pic was posted to Facebook on July 20th, and Blackstock died early Thursday morning this week after his fight with melanoma. Blackstock's ex-wife, Kelly Clarkson, postponed her Las Vegas residency earlier this week to be with her children while Brandon was sick. But we didn't know just how sick until Thursday. By the way, Savannah is expecting her second child, so her life is full of change right now. Blackstock was 48. Rest in peace. And finally, Menendez Brothers. Habeas petition is a Hail Mary, top prosecutor says. The Menendez brothers are making a last-ditch effort to get a new trial, and none of what they've presented is compelling enough to get them one, so says the Los Angeles County District Attorney. The DA's office filed a 132-page response to the writ of habeas corpus submitted on behalf of Eric and Lyle, in which the office ripped into their attempt to get a new trial based on two pieces of what they call new evidence in the case. The DA's argument is focused on the premeditated nature of the murders, writing, "There are few murder cases in which the evidence of planning and premeditation is as stark as that presented in this case." DA Nathan Hochman says none of the new evidence presented, the letter Eric purportedly wrote to his cousin Andy Cano in 1988, detailing the alleged abuse, and a declaration by Menudo band member Roy Rosillo claiming Jose Menendez sexually abused him, doesn't meet the required level for a new trial, claiming the Cano letter is nothing new, and even questioning its credibility in light of the previous lies told by the brothers in the case. Hochman says the jury in their case rejected the notion that they killed their parents in self-defense, and multiple appeals upheld the decision. So he says this is just a Hail Mary effort to land a new trial. As you know, the petition for a new trial may not matter much at the end of the day. The Menendez brothers' parole hearing is scheduled for later this month, so they could still be released after more than 30 years in prison. They got the parole hearing after a judge changed their sentence from life without parole to 50 years to life. And, as the DA acknowledges, California Governor Gavin Newsom also has clemency power he could exercise to release them. Eric went through kidney stone surgery recently, but he's back in prison now, and he and Lyle are eagerly awaiting their day in court. Hochman's sticking to the same old line, though. Keep them locked up. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of entertainment. I'm Roger Baker.